Hello everyone and welcome to the Tabloo podcast. My name is Anaya J. I hope you all are doing well and staying safe and blessed. I have a word for the young women of the Lord, His chosen elect. This is for some of the young women, okay? I'm just going to get straight into it. He says, the chains of bondage have broken. You have passed over from death to life. This is your time for healing, wealth, love, and strength, and miraculous powers. The Most High has deemed you worthy. Those of you who have a lot of responsibilities and busy routines, the Lord says He is giving you rest. He gave me the word repose, meaning to cease from labor, to recover, to regain strength. He's talking about the mental, he's talking about mentally resting our minds and our physical bodies. Whatever that you desire that comes with the rest, maybe it's pampering, taking a vacation, things that you enjoy. He says, I am sending help in the form of resources for some of you. It will be a lump sum cash gift from someone. He said, seek me first on what to do with it. I will instruct you. Do not go wild with excitement. For a lot of you, it is a huge amount that you could never imagine happening to you. He says, I have prepared your hearts already. Do not deviate. I trust you to stay on task. Do not spend any amount of it before you have looked again at the oath. There is an oath in Deuteronomy 28. 9 to 11. Sorry, let me say that bit again. He says, do not spend anything before I have given you an instruction. There is an oath I require from you. That's in Deuteronomy 28, which is lists the blessings and the curses. But when you go to verse 9, he gave me that. Verse 9 to 11, which reads, I, the Lord, will establish you as His holy people, as He promised you an oath, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in obedience. So the key word is if you do that, then you will receive all the blessings. If you go down to verse 11, it says, the Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground in the land He swore to your ancestors to give you. So it's basically saying you are going to be blessed through and through. You can go and read the list of the blessings that it states here in Deuteronomy 28. Verse 9 and onwards. He goes on to say, the rapture will take place. This is the season. Be ready. I am going to present you to the world. I will release the gifts that you have been asking for. Fresh anointing of boldness, passion. This mantle I give you will never dry. You will not need to replenish this anointing. You will be on fire in the spiritual realm all the time. Hence why things will be very active in the physical realm. You'll be busy and active. Now, it gives me a subtitle. Family life. Your additional family is your brothers and sisters in Christ, who I have given some of you to take care of. Do not neglect the family you already have. They should go with you wherever you go. Do not neglect your children. Keep them near so they can learn my ways through you, watching and observing how you conduct yourself and treat others. They must learn this way of who I am to you, to respect me and the duties I have given you. My daughters, you have done well. Enjoy what is coming. I have deemed you worthy. Hallelujah, praise God. Another subtitle, call out. I have now brought you out of Egypt into the land flowing with milk and honey. No more hold-ups, no more chains. Abide with me. Do not lose hope. Do not go astray. You have arrived. Things will happen quickly. A turn of affairs like you have never seen before. Rest assured, I will equip you to handle everything you do. You do not lack any good thing. And he's given me the scripture, Psalms 34 and 10. It says, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. I hope that was encouraging to you all. I will see you on the next podcast. Take care and God bless.